Raising children's a challenge, of course. Babies can be a bit tricky. Toddlers keep you busy. Primary age school students are just, well, totally adorable. And then teenagers. Oh, hard work. What about sending them overseas for a year? There's an idea. Kylie Reardon is from the Rotary Club of Sorel, and she wants to inspire you to get rid of your teenagers for 10 months. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm really well. In order to do this, you've brought a couple of people with you who are doing exactly that, but the other way around. So I've got Sarah Brennan from New York State. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Whereabouts in the state are you from?
I'm from Buffalo, New York.
What's Buffalo like?
Cold. A lot of the year.
Just like all the time?
No, it's just snowy like 4 months out of the year.
Yeah, wow.
We're called Burfalo for a reason sometimes.
That's so great. And also here is Ellie Bignetti.
Hi.
From Parma. Where's Parma?
Parma is right in the middle of Italy. Right in the center of Italy, mm-hmm. And it's just known from Parmesan cheese. So yeah, it's pretty small though. So
and you're like quite near Milan.
Yes.
Does that mean you're all incredibly well dressed all the time?
No, absolutely not. But yeah, we're close, but not too close. So uh-huh. Yeah.
What made you think, oh, this is a good idea? I'm going to spend a year in Tasmania.
Actually, the thing is that going on exchange just helps you with your independence and helps you getting out of your comfort zone. So it's something that, especially at this age, because we are 70 and so we are changing and we are trying to find ourselves and we are trying to sort of build and shape our person. It's really, really important to have so many experiences, and just going on exchange just gives you the best opportunity to have many, many experiences and find new things. And just especially right now that we have to choose what we have to do in the future and things, seeing all the opportunities just helps you very much. So
would you say you were not such a confident person before you chose to do this? You seem pretty confident to me.
Actually, I think it's thanks to the exchange, because before uh-huh. the exchange, I was enough confident to go on exchange, but not enough confident to open up and talk to people and find new things and really being interested in every little thing that I see. And so it really, really helped me. Yeah.
And did you think, yeah, Tasmania, that's cool? Or do they tell you where you're going?
Actually, my first choice was Australia, uh-huh. and then they told me you're going to Tasmania. And it was a little bit scary at the beginning because everything we know about Tasmania is pretty much nothing. And so, but actually I found out that Tasmania is beautiful and there are so many things to find, and it's so, you find so many cultures coming from Asia as well. And so it was just an incredible experience.
What about for you, Sarah? What's home life like? Have you got siblings?
I do. I have two siblings. They're both girls, and I've got an older sister and a younger sister.
Okay, middle child.
Yeah.
You got to get out and define yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. What made you want to do an exchange?
My older sister actually did an exchange to Argentina the year before me, and then I was just like, oh my gosh, you come back a totally different person, and you've seen more of the world, and you're like incredibly independent now. And I was like, I want that. Like, I want to be more mature and be able to talk to people on the street, just like, hi, how are you doing? And I don't know, it was just very nice to see that growth in her and know that when I come back, I'll have that kind of growth.
So she was Argentina?
Yeah, she went to
the music, the culture, the beautiful people. You're in Tasmania.
Yeah.
Puffer jackets.
Incredible, beautiful hills and greenery and, you know, very kind people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so nice. Is it expensive to do a year on exchange?
That's really a bit of a how long is a piece of string question, because it really depends on how much students spend in their spare time, and also depends on where they end up. As a general rule, all students are put up with 3 to 4 host families, and in those host families provide them obviously with a roof over their head and a bed, somewhere safe and safe to be, and they also provide them with meals and things like that.
So do you move through a bunch of houses through
there? Yeah, so all exchange students, depending on where they're going, depending on a range of different factors, it's 3 to 4 host families over the 12 months. We do that in part so that the students actually have different experiences. Mm. So every family's different, every family's unique, and that's a good way for them experiencing a great range of family environments.
Because here's this amazing thing, isn't it? You grow up in your family and you go, this is normal. And you kind of, certainly if you're like me, assume other families are a bit like that. But they're not, are they? Wow, Sarah. Yeah.
If you moved in with your neighbor, even in your own city, you'd have a whole different perspective on what your culture is and what you've seen in the city and all that kind of things. So it's like so important to have different perspectives of what different families deem important in your culture.
Yeah.
And I guess different ages of siblings that you might live with and things. Definitely. So, yeah. So what are some of the families you've been with, Ellie?
Actually, I've been with some families that weren't really my parents' age. So that was a completely different experience. And it was
younger
actually
very, or older?
A little bit older.
Uh-huh,
yeah. Not too much, but still a little bit older. So it was a completely different experience. And it's an experience for them as well, because they're not used anymore to have kids. And so it was just beautiful for both of us. And it's something that gives you, as Sarah said, a different perspective on life and on things you do and on how you live your day. So also your daily routine. So it's very, very important as well.
Because was it Oscar Wilde who said, all happy families are the same, but unhappy families are unhappy in their unique way. But even happy families are so different in their culture and what you do on a Saturday morning, what you eat, all of that kind of thing. Are you looking for host families or are you looking more for teenagers to overseas?
A bit of both. So we're currently basically looking for Tasmanian students aged 15 to 17 years who might be interested in going overseas for a year. It's an amazing experience. You get to go to a school overseas. You learn another language if you're going to a country that speaks a different language. You have an incredible a life-changing experience. It's something that stays with you for life. I did an exchange to Germany many moons ago. And it's something that stays with you for life. You come back a better person, a more mature person, someone with a broader perspective on the world. So we're looking for Tasmanian students aged 15 to 17 years that will be interested in departing. You can talk to us now for any time, but we're particularly looking for students that are looking to depart in January next year.
See, I went overseas that age. It wasn't quite a Rotary exchange. Came back, dropped out of school, joined a rock band. Parents were thrilled. How have you gone with the English? Have you gone with the English here in Tasmania, Sarah?
Incredibly well, you know. I've learned a lot of Aussie slang, so I'll say things like something as and oh she'll be right, and I called something a jumper the other day, and my family back home was like, what? And I was like, oh, you don't know that actually. So
it's interesting because America is a place in the world, you know, you can be American and believe there's nowhere else, quite literally. Has it changed your sense of how the world sees the United States, about how you see your country?
Yeah, it's changed my perspective of how much the world sees our news very much. But yeah, it's interesting to see different people's perspective on America, even if they've only been there for a vacation or they haven't been there at all. It's interesting to see how they view us in the world standings and stuff.
And what about for you in terms of coming from Italy?
Well, actually, everyone appreciates Italy here, but I really, really appreciate Australia on the other side. So, everyone tells me, oh, I've been to Italy, it's just a beautiful country, but then I have to tell them that I came to Australia and it's a beautiful country and it just has so many things to visit and so much nature.
You've just been on a huge trip around the country.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, what did you see? What stood out for you?
Wow, we've been through the desert, which was a beautiful experience. We looked outside the window. We were traveling on a bus and we could just see a line. So, but then we went on the East Coast and that was just amazing. But seeing how the territory changes and how nature changes and how even people change from part to part of Australia. And it's just incredible. It's like you have so many countries in just one country. And so it's a beautiful thing. But at the end, it's united all together. So it's a beautiful thing.
Because I was blown away traveling in Europe where you kind of go village, 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 village. And in the distances I was used to dealing with, just went, that's why in fairy stories they could walk for a day from town to town and then end up somewhere. I was like, how does that work? Yeah. What did you enjoy in this trip around Australia recently?
Oh, I don't know. I think my favorite part was probably in Cairns. We went to the Tablelands and we explored all these different waterfalls and areas of water. And I was like, my swimming life is coming back. So, yeah. But it was so gorgeous everywhere. And there was so much greenery and stuff, except, you know, in the desert with all the red dust. But, But coming to the East Coast was just incredible, and all the sunrises we got to see and the incredible stars in the middle of the desert was just amazing. It was breathtaking.
Sounds like you've been up all night. Sarah Brennan from New York State, Eliza or Ellie Bignetti from Italy, and Kylie Redden from Rotary Club of Sorel. and they're looking for people to come and take a year out. Do you get to choose, Kylie, which country you go to?
You get to put in a preference, but you don't ultimately get to choose. So you put in your preferences and the committee will do their best to match people with their preferred countries. It doesn't always work out, but certainly we make sure that everyone goes to a host club and host families that are safe, and you know, we make sure that everyone's really well looked after while they're over there.
How do people get hold of you?
So, look, there's a couple of ways. Probably the first place of information is ryea.com.org.au, which is Rotary Youth Exchange Australia. And there's also rotary9830.org.au.
And is it hard to get in? Or if you're kind of into it and up for it, likely to go.
Look, there's an application process, yeah. And it's a fairly involved application process. There's lots of forms that you need to fill out, and then there's interviews and things like that. But look, if it's something that people are interested in, I'd really encourage them to get in touch with us, or, you know, they can ring up the ABC, I'm sure, and get in touch with us through you guys, and we'd love to share some more information with them. It's an amazing experience.
So if you were going to recommend it for someone, what would you say?
I've got friends at school that I was like, you should do this. You should apply for this. Like, they consider themselves to be too old for it. And I'm like, no, you haven't graduated from school yet. You're not too old. Like just put yourself out there. Go for it. Because it'll change your life in incredible ways.
Do you worry about falling behind in schoolwork?
Not particularly. I've graduated from school back home already, and I'm taking this as a gap year. So I'm not particularly involved in schoolwork at the moment.
So if you play it smart, you can do it as a gap year. What about you, Ellie? Why would you suggest people do this?
Oh, wow. It's not just something that helps you growing and finding yourself and finding what you like, because you see so, so many things that you can choose from. But it's also an adventure. Like every day, every single day, you learn something different because you're in a different country with different host families, with different people. And every day you don't just learn something different from the world, but you learn something different from yourself. Yeah. And so it's just a beautiful thing. And of course, it's an adventure. So it's you have to work hard during the exchange. But at the same time, you just get the time of your life. You just live your life at your best. So, and when you go back, you're really, really grow so, so much.
And it really doesn't come around that many other times in your life, Kylie, and you can attest to this, where you get a year out.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just a year out, and it's not just being a tourist. It's a really unique experience where you're actually involved in a local community, you're going to a local school, you're involved with local families, and you're living life as a local. So it's a very different experience to going somewhere on a holiday.
Because you're inside, you belong.
Yeah, absolutely. So the connections and the friendships that you make is probably one thing that we haven't touched on, but the friendships that you make while you're on exchange with the people you meet at school and also your host families, they're lifelong friendships. They stay with you for a lifetime. It's really something very, very special.
Lovely to talk to you all this morning.
Thank you.